Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to another wonderful episode of Tims and Stilettos. I am your favorite girl, Davina.
And I'm your normal guy, Armoire.
No, okay.
The normal guy.
You're the normal guy today?
The normal guy.
And here we are.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm good. I just want to make sure I get this ready because this is... Davina is about to shock the world.
Right now. I'm not going to shock the world. Shocking the world would be like I'm pregnant. And that's shocking the world. And we know that's not going to happen. So,
Jesus.
Yeah. That would be the look on everyone's face. But no, that's not it. Armoire just doesn't know what our topic is today because I held it close to the chest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nothing bad. I just didn't want you to be overly prepared for it. So we're going to have a discussion about men and their expectations.
Men and expectations.
Men and their expectations.
Oh.
Not men and expectations. It's the their, T-H-E-I-R, makes it different.
Okay.
Okay?
That's not too bad.
So I had a conversation the other day with a gentleman.
Okay.
And he said to me, when you get married, you know, how often do you plan on having sex? And I'm like,
I just have a question.
Okay.
How many conversations have y'all asked him to ask that question?
Oh, no. We've had many conversations. Right. This wasn't like the first conversation.
Say, Lord, Jesus.
No. This wasn't like first, what's your favorite color, middle name conversation.
Okay.
And I'm like, my answer was something along the lines of, I don't know if you can put a number on it. Because some weeks it might be every day. Other weeks, because of work or something,
schedule
it could be none.
Right, I get it.
And my question to him was something along the lines of, okay, so what do you expect? Well, I just feel like women... the sex changes when you get married. He has been married. He has since divorced, but he was married. And I'm just like, but why are you putting a number on it?
Right.
Well, you know, when we get married, sex changes and da 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 da. I said, so you've married every woman in the world?
That you have sex with?
No, because he said it changed after marriage. So that means you would have had to marry every woman in the world.
So understand that it changes every time you get married.
Right.
I get
and he said, well,
sarcasm.
I've had friends. Are your friends just as trash as you are? That's out there.
I'm about to see where that echo come from.
That's out there. But like, are your friends just as trash as you are?
Mm-hmm.
Because like, I just want to be a fly on the wall to hear these conversations.
Well, so did he give you a number?
He did five.
5 times a day?
A week. In a week.
So once a day and off on weekends? Is that how
but
it works?
Why do you have to schedule it?
I mean, I would think like 3 or 4 times on the weekends. Me personally, the number should be more.
Same. And that's what I was trying to explain to him. Like, I feel like I'm the opposite of what he was saying, meaning when I get married, I feel like I would be more liberated in sex than I am
anywhere you want it, anytime you want it.
Any position you want.
It don't matter because we're together.
Right.
So you could wake up and be like, hey.
I mean, you don't even got to say hey.
I mean, you know, brushing your teeth and like, hey, this is a good time. You know, but on the counter. You know, it's just.
Dear future husband.
But yeah, I don't know. All right. So your question for me is.
What is your expectations when it comes to your wife? After you get married, and not just the bedroom.
I expect her to be a stone cold slut and stuff.
I mean, and you might, and she should.
I mean, I'm gonna be totally honest with you. When you get older, sex is everything because when you're younger, you've done a lot of stuff.
This person is in his late 40s.
Okay. Well, that explains 5 times a week. The weekend is for rejuvenating.
For sports. for football.
I'm not gonna do that. I don't know him anymore. I just think as a man, we all want a woman that's gonna be our own personal porn star.
Okay.
But there's some things you don't. Some things a man just feels is too nasty to do to his wife because he feels it's like sluttish. You know what I mean? And you, when you have respect for a woman, you feel like you don't want to do that to her.
But shouldn't you slut your wife out?
Yeah, you should. But not all women are sluttish.
Time out. When I say slut your wife out, I don't mean like put her on the street corner. Right. I mean like you should be able to do things to her that you didn't experience with another person because you might feel it's too nasty.
Basically, there's no sexual limits. It's only what y'all comfortable with, basically. Correct. So, it depends on the woman you're with, because not all women feel that way, that once they get married, that they become their own husband's personal porn star. Some women feel that when it comes to sex, you got to treat me with such respect, or some things you shouldn't be asking me to do because I'm your wife. You know what I mean? It all depends on the woman that you have in your life.
So that's why men feel, going back to the conversation I had, you know, that's why some men feel like sex changes when they get married.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was your porn star when I was your girlfriend and your fiance. But now
I wanted to get you. Because they want to get you.
Stupid.
And then when they get you, it's like they calm it down. And
that's dumb.
I think so, too. But that's some women. That's not all women think like that. And there's some women that's just nasty. And they're just nasty all through the relationship.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, they're just nasty. And we respect y'all.
Why are you looking dead at my face when you say that? No, sir.
I'm just saying, we respect y'all. But for a man, I don't know why he would ask about a number. I don't think a man really wants to know a number of times we have sex before we get married. I know for me, it don't matter to me, because if I see my wife looking good, whether she's going to work or she's just getting out the shower, I'm trying to take it.
Okay. That's fair.
I ask, you know, if I'm
in the mood, the time.
If she's in the shower before work, let's get this in the shower so we can clean up afterwards.
Bruh.
You know?
Well, the only time I'm not going to DDD is if you like a construction worker, even though I highly doubt I would marry a construction worker. But
no offense to the construction
worker. No offense. But I'm just saying, like, because I'm in an office environment and most of the things that I do are with me being indoors, like, unless I meet you out someplace and come to find out you're a construction worker, that's different. I'm not shutting myself off to construction workers, but if you are, Richard, if you are a construction worker, get your ass in the shower first. Because you're dirty, like, you got some men all over you. And
some women like the dirty men construction look, just like some women like the uniform look, just like some women like the thuggish look.
You can like it, but I still want you to wash your balls before, you know, like.
I get it.
Just wash up.
I get it. You know, a little whole bath, leg on the sink, you know.
Men do whole bath like that?
Yeah, I do that shit at work. What?
Okay.
Listen, when you working and you running around and all that, when you about to go home, you be sweaty. Sometimes you need to just take a quick.
Are you
in the bathroom and just get a towel?
Currently, you do this?
Yeah, I've been doing it ever since I was working.
Okay, so it's just like routine for you.
Yeah, I always bring a towel or have a towel, soap my locker just so I could just do a little quick whole bath. And
you know what? I will say, you know, my favorite coworker, Mr. B, he freshens up before he goes to go home, because usually he meets his wife. So, you know, I guess he wants to be fresh.
No,
I get it.
So, yes, nothing wrong with
it. I guess because I don't have anybody.
Nothing wrong with putting your leg on the sink and a little washy wash before you
the
go.
Way women, you know, listen, groom themselves.
You got to be clean. You can get hit by a car. You've been working all day sweaty. An ambulance got to take your jaw. You get hit and the ambulance got to go take your pants off and you smell like must and shit. No.
Well, I don't really think they would care about that, but my mother always told me make sure your panties is clean and not holy and stuff like that.
But still, it would make sure you stink. You don't want to be one of them damn EMS stories. I know you heard some EMS stories.
Moving on. So, my next question. This was part of the same conversation.
Okay.
Why? Por qué?
Por qué? Por qué nada?
Why are there so many gurus that tell me, a person with a vagina, how to carry myself as a person with a vagina when you don't have a vagina to know what it's like to be a person with a vagina?
Well, the reason why there's so many gurus is because...
But they're not gurus.
I just want to point this out. No offense to the ladies, but y'all make them that.
No, not y'all. They.
I'm not saying you, but I'm just saying the women with vaginas make the men gurus.
I don't get that.
Because you don't, when you see all these gurus, Derek John.
Jackson.
Whatever his name is.
Derek Jackson.
Derek Jackson. Oh, he's not.
It's Derek Jackson. He just spells it corny. With J-A-X-O-N is how he spells it. It's Derek Jackson.
So him, whatever, him and
Kevin Samuels.
Kevin Samuels. If you
Ace
look at
Metaphor.
If you look at all of the people that follow them and really be on their page, it's all women. It's not, you don't see a lot of men going through their pages. It's mostly women. And you know what's the bad part about that is?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the women that follow them and listen to them are attracted to them.
And that's exactly what I was about to say. Now, are you following him because you agree with what he has to say? Or are you following him because you want to smash?
People will say, I don't want to smash because they know he's married or they know they're married. But at the end of the day, people, and to just be totally honest, Derrick Jackson, is he not an ugly looking dude?
He's attractive.
Right. So to be totally honest with you, that's why he has such a great following, is because he's attractive as a man. I mean, listen, if no offense, but if I am a married man and I am so-called a relationship guru,
mm-hmm.
on my page you will never see any shirtless pics because that's not what I'm selling. That's not what I'm about.
Have you seen, is it shirtless pics of him? Because I don't follow him.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, you wouldn't know how my body looks without my t-shirt on unless it's a vacation pic and my wife took it as on her page.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Fair.
Because on my page, it's all about relationships,
mm-hmm.
building and talking about stuff like that. But you know what, though? Sex sells. You need followers. You're going to have to show some skin to get some followers. You get mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Okay. But here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
We found out he had this wife.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Jackson has been out for a while. I'm not going to try to pinpoint how long he's been out. But okay, so let's just say he's been out 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't find out he had a wife until maybe 2 years in. So you're giving false, you're falsifying who you are because you're making it seem as if you're single, which is going to draw these women in who find you attractive and be like, oh my goodness, this is the type of man I want. I want to carry his babies.
But he's never said he was single, not once. It was an assumption of people to think he was single because of the way he was talking.
Okay.
Right?
So let me put this disclaimer out here, right here and right mm-hmm. now. I'm not saying that when I get married, you need to shout it from the rooftops, but you will. You don't have to shout it from the rooftops, but you're not going to portray yourself as a single man and you coming home laying up with me at night.
Well,
period. Man. He didn't wear a ring.
Mm-hmm. Well, but at the end of the day, that is that something to be mad at him about? Or?
You goddamn right, that's something
why?
To be mad at him.
Why?
What you mean? Why?
See, this is the problem here. You can't always blame a man. If that was your husband, would you be allowing him to leave without his wedding band?
Hell no.
All right, so then you have to look at the other person in the relationship
but,
as well.
But hold on.
You can't.
But
just,
you don't know if he had that. Just like when I was a teenager, I left my house in such and such and such and such, and when I got to my homegirl house, I changed into the tank top and the mini skirts.
I understand.
So he could have walked out his house with, this ain't a wedding finger, but okay.
But I love you, Davina, honey. Davina, he's on social media all the time. You see his hands. As a woman, you know.
I'm cussing him out.
As his wife, you know what he
but
does.
She was meek and mild.
As a wife, you know what he does. If you see him in videos without his wedding ring and you don't say something, are you really, really, is it really his fault that he doesn't wear it? Honestly.
Yeah.
No.
Because
no.
he's it's not respecting him. No.
It's if my wife is not complaining about me not wearing my wedding ring, I'm not disrespecting her. If she doesn't come to me and tell me about...
So neither one of y'all respecting your marriage.
You have to look at that both. That's what I'm trying to get you to say. You can't get mad at him because he ain't wearing it. You can't get mad at her for her not wearing because you don't know the dynamics of their relationship.
As a consumer.
Okay. Buying what he's selling.
I've never purchased it, but I'm just saying, as a consumer, I have, from the inception of Derrick Jackson on social media, I saw him, Kevin Samuels is a clown. but even with the Think Like a Lady, Think Like a Man, Act Like a Lady.
Steve Harvey.
Yeah. Even with him, I roll my eyes. You cannot tell me how to be a woman. You can tell me what you want in a woman. You can absolutely do that. You can tell me the type of woman you want. Mm-hmm. And if I am that type of woman, you will gravitate towards me. But you can't be like, ladies, you need to make sure you got on matching panties and bras every day. Ladies, you need to make sure that your cuticles is pushed back. And I'm saying stupid stuff because ladies, you need to make sure your baby hairs is laid every day. And you can now go buy the stick-on ones and na-da-da-da-da-da. And you really can't do that. But I'm just saying, like, you're not a man.
I thought he was.
I'm getting so hyped. I don't even know what sex I'm talking about here. You're not a female. So you don't, number one, you don't understand the length of time it takes to actually sometimes be presentable.
Right.
Like literally today, I was on the phone with my sister getting ready to come here. And I looked at myself in the mirror and was like, oh shit, I got to put my eyebrows on. God damn it. I didn't feel like it, but right. I did it because I'll tell you about it later. But, you know, I'm just trying to not be a bum on Saturdays if I'm leaving my house.
Listen, if you want to be a bum on Saturdays, it's just something.
Right, but I could come meet the man of my dreams, and I want to at least be presentable.
Well, you know what? The man of your dreams is going to see you looking like a bum one day, so he has to respect it right
away. Well, I will laugh. I was watching a TikTok, mm-hmm. and they said the same thing. You've said it to me personally. Yeah. You've said it on here. You've said it, like, in passing, like, where it was one of those dun, 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 and he was like, when I tell you to get naked, get naked. I knew you was fat when I met you. Like,
exactly.
People can look at me and be like, I know these ain't your eyebrows, but I feel better about it.
Yeah, so you know? If you feel better about it, then go for it.
So, you know, it literally only took me 30 seconds because I throw my eyebrows on every day. But you, as a person that doesn't do it every day, you can't tell me, well, when you leave the house, you need to put on makeup every day.
I know my eyebrows. One swipe to the right. One swipe to the left.
This coming from a man who only put lotion on parts of his body that's seen in the public.
First of all, I only put lotion on
parts of your body that's seen. You just said that last week.
Yeah, but that's only if I'm wearing shorts or short sleeves.
You ain't put lotion on your hands?
Nope. Looks good though, don't he?
You put lotion on your hands.
That's because I had a massage, so they lotioned me up. Oh, okay. I got my nails done. I got a manicure today.
He got a manicure. He's fancy. He drinks with his pinky up. Mmm. But why do men do that? Why do men feel the need
because women allow them to. Listen, to be totally honest with you, who would these guys be without the ladies? Would you know of them?
Some of them I don't know about. I literally have to Google them. Like Kevin Samuel, I did not know who this person was until I kept hearing people mm-hmm. talk about him. And then I'm like,
And you know what's the bad part about it? This dude could be utterly disrespectful and he gains more followers every day.
You know what? As we're talking,
You know?
Did you do it? Okay.
And that's the crazy part. Like, women, like you just said, women don't think men can tell them what to do, but why do women flock to him for advice, and why do women flock to his page to listen to what he has to say?
1 million followers. Kevin Samuels has 1 million
women
followers.
In the world follow this man.
I don't think that's all women, though. Man.
I think it's about 80%.
Man. man.
It's about 80% women.
I'm going to say 60-40. I'm going to say 60% women, 40%. Did I say that right? Women. Mm. I said women?
60% women, 40% men?
Yes. That's what I'm going to say. Derek, 1.2 million.
Look at that.
Ace. Okay, Ace Metaphor only, he has 549,000.
See, but I think Ace, out of those two, Ace Metaphor is the more realistic.
He's more, absolutely, guy. He's more positive and, but, about but it.
Do you see the difference in the follows between controversy and giving you realness? You don't want to follow somebody that gives you realness.
But
you wanna,
why?
You want to follow somebody that talks to
I
you.
I would
and,
prefer, am I following any?
I'm just saying, you the numbers speak.
Okay, I'm following Ace Metaphor.
Mm-hmm. I follow him too.
I am not following Derek Jackson, and I'm damn sure not following Kevin Samuels.
But I'm just saying, it's just how it is. Women don't want us to tell them what to do, but they look for men for answers and advice all the time.
And that was another thing that I said. So
I'm just saying, and it's not that it's bad, because you have some good men that will give you some good quality advice. You really have some good men that give you.
You
good
do.
Quality.
You really
and then
do.
Then you have some ones that just because of the stature and how they are, some are a little bit narcissistic, some are a little bit egotistical, and they take what they say like as God's words, and they think that you're supposed to. But
you should have no other God. Never mind. I'm not about to get into church and scriptures.
Just,
never
that's
mind.
That's just the women. Women give them that power.
But here's the thing, like. If I was dating someone and we got into a tiff and it was, I really felt like what I was saying was right, but what he was saying made sense.
Mm-hmm.
Out of those three people that I just said, I'm going to go to Ace Metaphor. Like if I knew all three of them personally,
right,
I'm going
to
go to
his,
right.
His view on the subject right. is.
Like if I was dating someone, I know I can come to you to be like, you, Armar, and say, okay, this is what I said, this is what he said, and you're going to, if I'm right, I'm right. If I'm wrong, I'm like, well, no, he's right. Because, and I thought about that last night because when I was looking at your, one of your stories, I don't remember what social media thing it was, platform it was on, but when you say certain things, you say both parties. You don't just say women need to do this.
Oh, no, of course
men
not.
Need to do this. You were saying something. I think it was communication
was,
or something
that,
like
that.
That
was my Friday morning talk. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, what I was
okay.
Talking, yeah.
And you were like, you know, both parties need to communicate. Both parties need to listen.
Yeah.
Both parties need to understand the other party. Not women, you need to humble yourself and only listen to what your man is saying and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And fellas, you need to you don't do that.
Because it's two people. It's not just one. I mean,
right.
I could point the blame at. I could point it towards one person all the time. But what am I doing? I'm just giving one person the burden of the whole relationship to carry by just pointing it to
and
them.
It's heavy.
And especially one person trying to carry a relationship by itself is not a good thing. That's hard. So
correct.
That's why I always pointed to both people and I said something to the fact of we all want something from each other, but at some point, when are we both going to be willing to give it? You can't say, I want this, and then you don't want to do it, but you wanted him to do it for you. You can't do that. Y'all both have to be equally involved in giving what y'all both want to make it work.
Correct. So I'm going to give a real life scenario here. And I was talking to someone, and they would do something wrong. Or I'm not going to say wrong. Something I didn't care for.
Okay.
I would bring this up to them.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I didn't like that you forgot to take out the trash for 3 weeks in a row.
Okay.
Random scenario. Instead of saying, my bad, I will do better. They would constantly come back with, But you didn't wash the cup that was in the sink.
Tick for tack.
But you didn't leave, you didn't put the remote back where it belongs.
Tick for tack.
How do things get fixed that way?
Things don't get fixed that way. That's a person that don't recognize what they're doing wrong. And instead of accepting responsibility for what they didn't do, they shift the energy towards you to make you feel bad for what they did.
Okay, would you consider that to be, if this constantly, I'm not even going to preface it with anything. If this is happening, do you consider that to be manipulation,
yeah,
mental abuse, or narcissistic behavior, or all of the above?
All of the above.
Okay. I'm just trying to make sure I'm not, I mean, I know I'm crazy. I'm just saying,
it may not sound too narcissistic. It may not sound too.
Oh, that's just a surface thing.
Exactly.
You know, so you don't, I'm not going to tell all my business to our listeners. But if you dig deep into that, and I like to be for real with our listeners because somebody else could be going through it and not know how to deal with it, mm-hmm, or what to do, say, or anything like that. So in certain situations, y'all are not alone. Today is a real for real show. My God. Mm. But
that we don't have for real shows. God damn it.
But we usually don't talk about ourselves this.
I get it.
And then when I would say certain things to this individual, I don't want to call him Richard. We're gonna call him
Jason.
Jason.
I'll be having a good names.
Jason. I would say, you know, listen, what you're doing is manipulation. And I would send the definition of what manipulation is. I would send the information on what emotional abuse is. I'm literally, handing this stuff to you.
That is kind of insulting.
Why?
Because you're telling me
sending it because you're telling me that that's not what you're doing. So now I'm sending you the definition to be like, you are the classic definition of what I'm saying. But let me take it a step further.
Okay.
You would read it.
Mm-hmm.
You would digest it.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, or maybe a couple of days later, hey, I read what you said. I thought about what you said. You're right. I'm going to change my behavior. When you tell me something is wrong, I'm going to listen. I'm going to fix it. It'll be about you. And if you do something wrong, I'm not going to take the opportunity when you're telling me something to bring up stuff that you've done. Fair.
Mm-hmm.
I've never not told someone, you cannot tell me when I do something wrong. That's stupid.
I mean, it's communication goes both ways.
Absolutely. But the next time, hey, you didn't take the trash out for 3 weeks, but you played your music too loud. Your sleep meditation kept me up all night. Why didn't you tell me that when it was happening? I didn't want to rock the boat. I didn't want to do this. But now that I'm telling you something is wrong, now is the time you find. No, you pushed that bitch completely over. You ain't tip it. You pushed it.
Well, people like that, you have to understand that they have a lot of things wrong with them. One, they have communication issues. They don't know, mm-hmm, how to communicate themselves because they can't tell you what's bothering them between you. They have communication issues. They don't feel comfortable enough to talk to you about stuff that's bothering you.
Mm-hmm.
That might not be you. It could be you. I'm not saying that it can.
Mm-hmm.
Can't or could. But I'm just saying they have a reason why they can't talk to you and why they can't tell you what's wrong. I don't know why. But that's in their mind, they have to tell you why. They have to speak to you about it. Another thing is, when you're dealing with somebody that always constantly has a rebuttal before you even get to finish your sentence,
mm-hmm,
they're not even listening to you. They are listening to respond. And that is the wrong way to communicate. You cannot listen to respond. Because one, you didn't take a clear understanding of what was being said to you at that moment by the other person. So there's no way your mind digested what she said, thought about a rebuttal, and then you said it. If you can answer before she finished.
Okay. So what happens when the next day or a couple of days later, then I get I reread what you said. I thought about it.
Because as men, sometimes we I'm going to, since we're doing it, that used to be me. That used to be me. I used to be able to, the man that used to always used to answer before I even let my girlfriend is saying her sentence. And you know what? I have to say that it was very, very insensitive. Mm-hmm. And it was very, very basically just rude of me. Because one, I didn't listen to understand what she was saying. All I listened to hear what her complaint was so I can let her know what my complaint was right after.
But like you said, how does anything get fixed? Nothing. Because we're going back and forth about
nothing gets fixed.
Who's
nothing
more gets, angry?
Nothing gets fixed. It's an endless cycle of pointing the blame. And then that's when aggravation builds, stress builds, and then you're like, you know what? You start to feel like you can't talk to them, so you hold stuff in, and then you make yourself stressed because you want to say something, but then you don't want to say something because you don't want to go back to that. Right. And then it's a whole toxic relationship now.
And you get anxiety. I literally have gotten anxiety thinking about, damn, I got to tell this person something that they might not like.
And that's not how a relationship or a friendship is supposed to be. It's always supposed to be a clear-cut understanding or a clear-cut way of talking things or getting through things. So, I mean, I've grown a lot, and I'm not that person anymore to where I answer before I listen. I actually really like to ask questions before we even get there. I ask, hey, what's up? How you doing today? How's your mental? How's your emotionally doing today? Did I bother you today? Did I piss you off today? Nah, I ain't piss you off. That's what's up. I'm going to do it tomorrow, though, just because.
And that's fine, you know what I mean? Because like, you're having fun.
Right.
But if you're doing something and you're just trying to, I don't even know what I'm trying to say right now because I have like a million things going on in my head. If that's how you constantly are, mm-hmm. and then you say, well, how's your mental?
My mental is screwed because of you. I mean, nigga, you really think I'm mentally safe when I try to talk to you? You don't let me talk? Like, you really asking me something like that?
And then it's held against you.
Well, everything is held against you in the court of law until proven guilty.
I don't like you at times.
Listen, really sometimes the women are more harder than the laws. So y'all tough. Y'all are tough. Y'all are tough. There's no party. There's no getting no presidential pardon from y'all.
So how am I as a woman? I'm about to. We're gonna pretend you're a guru.
Okay. Ooh.
How am I as a woman?
Should I go change into my suit?
No, thank you.
Oh, okay.
How am I supposed to handle mm-hmm. a man that acts like that? Or am I supposed to just be like, you know what? Screw it. I'm out.
No, I handle him like a man.
What do you mean, handle him like a man?
A man's not giving you a chance to talk. Listen, nigga, don't you hear me talking? Sometimes you have to say something outlandish to really get their attention. And then they're like, wait, what did you just say? And they're like, now that I have your attention, what I'm trying to tell you is, I'm serious. I'm so serious. Because sometimes when you're talking to a man, especially a man that doesn't allow you to speak and mm-hmm. always will cut you off, you have to say something outlandish to make them like, what the fuck did she just say to me? And then he'll be like, what you just say? But now that I have your attention, what I'm trying to say to you is X, Y, and Z.
And you either hear it or you don't.
Either you hear it or you don't. If you can't, if they don't hear from then on, then they don't want to hear it. Mm. But I'm telling you, shock them with some, say something shocking. They're going to be like, wait, what you just say?
I'm going to start being like, I'm pregnant.
You're going to have a nigga run. Don't do no. You're like, oh, Lord, I'm out.
I'm out. I'm whew. That's just, I'm off topic. I had to post this one where this girl, I edit this TikTok, where the young lady was like, what's your most weird thing or something? And she was like, I dip my Oreos in water. And the screen goes black and you hear a voice say, that's because her dad never came back with the milk.
Oh my God. That is so wrong, Davina.
I thought that was the absolute funniest thing I heard that day.
That is so wrong.
I didn't say it. I just duetted it. I thought that was so funny.
Because her dad didn't come back
her
with the milk.
Her dad didn't come back with the milk, so that's why she dips her Oreos in water.
Mm-mm-mm. Poor child.
Poor baby. But anyways, so shock value.
Okay.
To get them to pay attention.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you have to say something that's going to make them like think twice about what they say. Like, wait, what did she just say to me? Because as a man, sometimes we don't listen, and that's and you know, and I'm not going to say just men, but sometimes women too.
No, we don't listen all the time.
Let's just be
I'm
real.
Not gonna...
Both sexes have a moment where they don't listen, and they just really just listen to respond to you.
Correct. You but know? If I'm being, if I'm having a serious moment, mm-hmm. and I'm telling you, listen, you're hurting me with what you're doing.
Right.
And instead of you responding to that, you come back and say, I sleep with your panties. I'm going to lose my shit.
Wait, I sleep with your panties.
So if I'm telling you, it, and again,
just saying something dumb out the...
Dumb that has nothing to do with what I'm saying. So if I'm saying, listen, the words you're saying to me are hurting me. They are making me go back to a dark place. My mental health is being messed up right now. I feel like I'm about to have a mental breakdown. Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, I sleep with your panties. You have heard nothing I've said.
If a man do that to me now, Lord Jesus, I'm praying for you not to meet somebody like that, because that's some craziness right there.
And again, that's very...
That's over the spectrum.
Far-fetched, but to say anything, if I'm telling you about my mental health, if I'm telling you you're hurting me, if I'm telling you I'm going to break down, if I'm telling you I've already had a bad week and you're not hearing me, if I'm telling you all of this, and then you'd be like, did you cook dinner? That's a little bit more... Right.
Well,
And
that's the signs of you
having... I have to go.
Yeah, it's the signs of being with somebody that you don't need to be with no more. Men and women both, if you are at your vulnerable state and you're explaining yourself to your partner and they make a joke or say something that's totally off from about what you just said, mm-hmm. then that's I don't know if you would just really just walk away or just have a mental note to be like, you know what, I think this is something that I should think about and evaluating whether I want to be in long term.
Right.
Because
and that's both parties.
Yeah, because if it's just one thing that you don't want somebody to play with, and you want somebody to be there for is your mental health, mm-hmm. because that's important to you. If you don't have good mental health, then how can a relationship have good mental health?
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Like, right.
It has to be some type of mental strongness somewhere where support is there, and he knows how to bring you back from that dungeon when you get into your feelings,
right.
and you feel him. He has to know what to do to bring you back up to the top of the castle to make you see the sun again. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so if they don't have that characteristic to help you and make you want to get better,
time to go.
It's time to go, unless he has his demons too, and then y'all both need help.
Well, actually,
and then that's something y'all do together. Y'all right. build each other up. But if he makes a joke about something like that all the time, then I would really reevaluate the thoughts of being with that person.
Right. And again, I just want to put out there, I was very far-fetched with what I was saying, because as much as I share with y'all, it's just some things that ain't none of y'all business.
Yeah, of course.
But not you, because I tell you stuff that they don't know. But, you know, like...
Yeah,
I think if someone said, I sleep with your panties, my head would spin on my shoulders and I would turn into...
Listen, man, you'd be surprised.
The Shining.
I've gotten some pretty wild DMs in my life, and nothing is shocking in this world. Nothing is shocking.
And I don't know if that's sad, crazy... A good thing. I don't know.
You wonder what they're thinking about when they suppress sin, and you're like, really? But hey.
Now, how often do you, because I've gotten some DMs, mm-hmm. but I don't check that spam folder often.
Yeah, I don't do that.
So I went in there, I'm going to say maybe 2-3 weeks ago, and it was like, messages from the beginning of the summer, and they're like, oh my goodness, I think you're so, and I'm just like,
Man, you missed your summer, boo.
Jesus saved me.
You missed your summer, boo.
Jesus saved me.
Hallelujah.
From this. Because, did I ask you about, no, I don't know. No, because we did not record last week.
No, not last week.
Okay, so I'm scrolling TikTok, having a grand old time. And I see I don't follow this individual, but I see the name mm-hmm. because, you know, sometimes they say, hey, you might know these people.
Right, you're friends with such and such.
Right. So there is a flyer.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, don't want to get vaccinated? Come on down to 555 Queens Boulevard.
And you did tell me about
okay.
that.
Okay. Did we talk about that?
We did.
Oh. Damn, mm-hmm. I'm old. I don't remember.
Yeah, we did.
I'm still we in shock.
We talked about that
the
episode before last.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm still in shock by that.
Yeah. People do some like crazy that. Things to make money.
I don't like that. Because I don't. That's dishonest.
Was that the religious one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I
yeah.
Remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We spoke about that. That's just crazy.
Okay.
But
okay. Know, moving on.
Everybody got a hustle in New York somewhere. Everywhere there's a hustle. Everywhere you go.
But you bringing Jesus into it. That's what made me bring it up again. You bringing Jesus into it.
How I'm bringing Jesus?
Not you, but them. You a whole church too. Church.
But you know what they say? Some of the religious people be some of the worst ones sometimes.
Okay.
That's what they say.
Moving on. What are your questions for me? What questions do you have for the women? Give me two questions.
What questions do we have for the women? The men want to know, why do women say they want X, Y, and Z, but they go looking for somebody like their ex?
Because that's what they're familiar with. And sometimes we don't, I'm not saying all the time,
mm-hmm.
but there comes a time where that's just what you gravitate towards because that's what you're used to.
Okay.
So it definitely takes, I need to move my phone. It definitely takes some time to get out of that. And I will say this. Going after something that you're not used to can change your life.
It could.
Not all the time, but it could. So I need Richard Lawson now to be like, my height. Then, you know, I'm about to do the opposite of what I'm used to dating so that I can have a boyfriend.
Okay. I mean, sometimes opposites attract. You know what they say?
Mm-hmm.
Go for it. You never know.
Okay. But yeah, it's we definitely say yes, we want tall, dark, and handsome,
mm-hmm.
but we're used to.
I don't even believe when women say they want tall, dark, and handsome.
Well, I'm just using that as general.
Especially women that be like, oh, I want tall, big, and handsome. No, they don't. They want.
Yes, I do.
They want tall, muscular body.
Nope.
Handsome.
Nope.
And I'm not saying this is not.
No.
Davina, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking per se for you. I'm just talking about for women that claim they like big guys. Because I'm going to tell you this right now. A woman will be all in your DM talking about, you know, big guys. But when she posts her Man Crush Monday, you know who it is?
Winston Duke.
It's damn sure ain't nobody with a belly.
Winston Duke got a belly.
No.
He not muscular.
No.
I don't post Man Crush Mondays.
No, I'm just saying in general. Women will be all over.
I can still like somebody muscular, but I want my big belly.
Every woman that says they likes a big man, when you see the big man they like, they're muscular men. They're not big. They're not, what I mean by big, meaning they're not, they don't have they have a dad body. They have a little belly.
That's not me.
You don't see people that's not
my
like
ministry.
Men like that.
That's not my ministry.
They want the men with the 12 pack, like musky. I said musky.
You want him to stink too? He must. He musty.
Muscle niggas stink. Nurse. I'm just saying they don't. They always say they want that, but then when you look at the guys that they'll be attracted to and they go crazy for, it ain't somebody like Heavy D.
I would date Heavy D. Rest in peace.
It ain't somebody like, well, if you can't say Fat Joe no more because Fat Joe ain't really fat. But it ain't DJ Khaled size.
I would date somebody DJ Khaled size.
That's not what they be talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm, like I said, it's not your preference, but I'm just saying women in general. Some women would be like, oh, yeah, but they man Chris Monday is a 5-time Olympic bodybuilder.
Usain Bolt, ain't that his name?
No, he's a track star.
He's a runner, he's a track star.
You know what? It's time to go. I don't know. What? Are you sipping?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And you notice my Chick-fil-A cup is gone. So, yes, I was.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I was.
She had the infused lemonade, y'all.
I did. I did. I had a, I know I'm pronouncing this wrong, Paloma, where it's like Absolut and grapefruit, and I put it in the strawberry lemonade. What's the next question?
Why do women say they're okay and then 5 minutes later come back and say what's wrong with them?
I can't answer that. I ain't even about to lie and be like, well, I can't answer that. I think because we want to talk about it on our terms and not when you want to talk about it. We want to talk about it when we want to talk about
it. Don't work like that.
But it should.
No, it should.
It should.
And I say this all the time. If I ask you what's wrong and you tell me nothing and you come back to say something, talk about what, I done forgot about the story already. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to remind you.
No, you ain't, because I forgot. It don't matter.
I'm going to remind you.
And I'm going to tell you, it don't matter no more. I ain't talking about it. So now we both mad all over again. Because I ain't talking about it, and you ain't getting the answer for it, so.
Why aren't I getting an answer? That's mean.
We are adults. If you don't want to talk right now, you tell me, hey, listen, we'll talk about it later. I'm not in the mood to talk about it right now. That's all it takes. At least I know later on we're going to come back and visit the situation.
But so you would rather
be just
talk. Be like, listen, I'm upset. Give me a minute. And once I am able to actually hold a intelligent conversation, we can talk about this. Mm-hmm. So you would rather that than...
No, nothing's wrong. I'm okay.
When clearly something is wrong. Okay, that's fair. We're not dating. I feel like I have to say that every week. But I'm going to try to incorporate that into my life with men.
Oh, you don't do that?
No.
Oh, you just say nothing's bothering you?
Yes.
That's not good. Because then you're suppressing your feelings for them, and it's not good. You're supposed to always be able to speak about what's wrong with you.
Like, that's an anxiety.
When I date somebody, you know, if I make them upset and I can visibly see that they're upset or about something, I'm going to ask you 5 to 10 times, like, hey, you sure you're good? What's wrong? You know?
Well, you know what? After that 10th time, if they still are like, no, then have every right to be like, forget it.
Yeah, I'm like, don't, because I'm going to continually ask like more than 5 times
right.
What's wrong. Once I ask it like the 6th or 7th time, and then my last time, I'm not talking about it no more.
That's, I can honestly say that is fair.
I'm not talking about it. You can come back 2 hours later and say, hey, I want to talk to you about why I was upset. Oh, okay, well. I'm watching basketball. I ain't talking about that right now. My Knicks ain't doing too good. They're pissing me off, so don't piss me off anymore. Nah, I wouldn't say that, but still.
Yes, you would.
I wouldn't say that. I'm not that rude. I am not rude at all. Sarcastic, baby, but not rude.
Okay. Where can people find you on social media?
HumbleKing79.
You remember today.
I was just thinking, damn, did I say that right?
Yes, you did. And your final thoughts on today?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Her.
Too much TikTok to read now. Too much TikTok. Way too much. Way too much. Way too much. Jesus.
That was funny.
It was all right. It wasn't.
Listen, I am funny. Y'all gonna stop trying to downplay my comedy.
You wasn't funny. The people know you funny. I didn't say you wasn't funny. But too much TikTok.
Yes, I agree.
Way too much. I thought I was bad. You're worse.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Way worse.
Okay, let's not go too far. Okay, I'm sorry. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Don't tell a woman she way worse than you. No, but I don't know why women feel like they have to get a sense of urgency or gratitude from another man about what they should be doing in their lives. I think the person who can tell you that is yourself. Mm-hmm. You know yourself better than anybody. Anybody can give you advice. Doesn't mean the advice they give you is going to be something that applies to you or your life.
Right.
It could be the total opposite. It can make your life go way worse than what it is now by listening to them, you know?
Okay.
And women will never, ever, 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 ever admit that they're wrong.
That's not true. I don't accept that. I don't, on behalf of every woman in the world, I don't accept that.
Okay.
You can find me at Davina J Artistry.
That was my thought, though. That was it.
My final thought is, you're wrong. I am going to start not listening to men when they try to tell me how to be a woman, because you're not a woman.
How can I tell you to do something when I don't know exactly Nothing about it? I don't get it.
Exactly. You can find us at Tims_Ann_Stilettos on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Tims and Stilettos on TikTok.
Tims and Stilettos on TikTok.
As well as Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And
Facebook.
Yes. And YouTube.
And YouTube, yes.
Mm-hmm.
The views are coming up.
And Tims and S on Twitter. It's Twins and S.
Tims and S on the Twitter. Yes. Thank y'all for helping us get the views up on the YouTube channel.
All right.
It's very nice. I appreciate it.
And I guess we finish out the series in the men's and Mars. People was asking about what happened to the men and the women.
We're gonna finish that because the guys still have to come back and we have to do the debate.
We get to do the great debate. We don't have to bring
that. Okay. We can do that. So we'll work on that. Maybe December.
Okay.
Because we have one this week,
mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving week, and then I think it's December. So.
Okay.
So, yes, thank you so much for listening.
That's right.
Thank you so much for watching.
Go stream.
Check us out live on Sundays.
Hey, listen, even if you want, you can just donate to our podcast on Anchor. If you like the show and you want to just send something to the show to help with.
Spare change.
You can always go there.
Yes.
And there's a link there that you can just subscribe to us. It's like $5.
And okay.
It's not.
We might have to set up a Patreon too.
Yeah, set up already.
Exclusive stuff.
On Anchor though, set up on Anchor. It's okay. Not set up on the other one. You have to look into it to get the other one set up. But yeah, definitely go to Anchor and
subscribe to us.
Do a little monthly subscription.
And we'll talk about that later. Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening. As always, I am your favorite girl, Davina.
And I'm the most humblest guy, Omar. Oh, that sounded so corny.
And we will talk to you later. Bye.
Later, y'all.